Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father. Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No! No!
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Just how it is. Your words are not meaningless to me, and I feel their honesty. But it's my life that I gotta figure out for me. It's what I've always done, not what I have become. And I know the consequences that'll come if I never reach the world. I speak to people's souls. It's a passion that will die as I grow old. It's what I choose to do, and it may not work for you, but to myself I know I must be true. And no protest song will ever change the world, when everybody does exactly as they're told. In the end, every man works for what it is. You can fight the world, but that's just how it is. Stand right where I've stood. My beliefs, they are unchanged, because I believe they should. And I'll measure my success one word at a time. If the truth is spoken, will I stand the test of time?
Change, just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
Episode 228 coming at you. Father knows best.
That's right, Big Daddy. You know what I'm saying.
This guy's a father. I just went on vacation with my father and brother, who all just had a kid, my brother.
Oh, yeah?
Becoming a father. So, yeah.
There you go, Uncle Matador.
So, yeah, man. The father-son relationship. It's crazy, man.
It's a different dynamic than the relationship that you have with anybody else. That's for certain.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's a lot more, at least from my experiences, a lot more blunt and straightforward and direct.
Definitely. This guy just got off work. Still working from home.
You know it. Made a long commute down the hall.
Shit. Drinking a beer, I see.
That's right. New Glory gummy worms.
I'll never drink that beer.
What?
I told you, I got like a chewy batch of it.
It's literally called a chewy pale ale.
I know. Anyway, yeah, we got a lot of cool tracks on here. A lot of punk rock. A lot of hip hop. That's pretty much it, man.
So, like, are the hip hop songs, I mean, like, generally, are these songs like about people that knew their dad, or
it's a plethora of father issue tracks to father to being a father tracks. Yeah, there you go.
We gotta have the bastard block
to being a father. The challenges. We could make another one. There's so many songs, man.
Yeah, man. You know, it's just
future episode will be another father themed episode. Probably.
I mean, you could pretty much put like every country song in there. Like, my daddy done left me.
We got a couple, some Willie Nelson, some David Allan Coe. Yeah. The Game,
yeah.
Ace Hood, Bad Religion, Pennywise, Zero Down. Should be a good one. Keeping it going. Right. 10 years
Real
later.
Music.
Talking over each other. We're still doing it through a stupid ass computer.
That's how we roll, folks.
Yeah. I gotta
it's professional podcasting at its finest.
We got to hang out, dude. I finally got the Windows XP disc. A month later. A month and like 8 days later.
Reverse engineer.
It's just like, what
current
the
hardware
hell?
Back to XP.
That's
so
right.
You can run this old ass program.
That's right.
Jesus.
Yep, because that's all we know how to do.
Is the program too old to run on?
Yes.
Current Windows
that's
or whatever.
Right. Yes, it is.
Oh wow. Do the current versions of the program now not allow for the same type of like layering and editing? Is that what the problem is?
I don't know. I tried to buy a different program at one point, and it was like completely impossible.
Like,
and it said it was like the easiest to use in all these reviews and stuff.
So it comes with a master's degree in audio engineering.
You had to like do all this weird shit to put a file in. You couldn't just drag it in, you know?
Oh, nice. You had to like convert it to a certain file type.
You couldn't
then
like move the tracks around in a certain close to each other or anything. You had to like, I don't know, dude. It was so stupid. I still have it too. Audacity, I think it's called. Freaking.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I remember Audacity. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it was garbage.
Anyway, we're going to play some more music right now. Thanks for listening. All father songs.
And pull out, or else treason.
Father, can you hear me? How have I let you down? I curse the day that I was born. Where all good men are trampled down.
so bad. Didn't I look up to you? Took every piece of advice you had. Go to school, get a job, send me on your way. You aren't even listening. Take your dreams and go away. I'm not coming the same old. I don't mean from the same old story. Not coming the same old. Don't know who you think I should be. I'm not coming the same old. I don't mean from the same old story. Not coming the same old. Done with yours. I'm living my life for me.
Todd, would you like some mixed vegetables?
Hell no.
What did you say?
I said I don't want any damn vegetables.
All right, that's it, young man. No Bible stories for you tonight.
Oh. Weren't you a little hard on him?
Well, you knew I had a temper when you married me.
June 30th, 11:07, I got that call. She 8 centimeters, my little man bought the phone. Scuffing my Air Forces, running through the hospital hall. Deja vu like I've been here before. I'm feeling reborn, like a Best-Eye brethren, my firstborn. Dre, I'm about to have a bad boy. Family in the lobby, see my nigga Church, what up? Shit, I left the camcorder in the truck. Running through the maternity ward, out of breath, sweating. I swear to God, every minute starting to feel like a second. I see hell staring down the barrel of a Smith & Wesson. My son's ultrasound, the closest I ever been to heaven. Lord, forgive me for my sins, I know it's last minute. Put the chronic in the air, a little hash in it. Spread my wings if only I could fly. Why fight to live, homie, if we living to die?
Come on! I hope you grow up to become that everything you can be. That's all I wanted for you, young and like father, like son. But in the end, I hope you only turn out better than me. I hope you know I love you, young and like father, like son. My little man, you think it's coming, coming. You think it's coming, I tell you. And when they come, just keep it running, running. Just keep it running.
They say every time somebody died, child is born. So I thank the nigga who gave his life for the birth of my son. 11:32, she's screaming at the top of her lungs. I'm panicking, nurse yelling for the doctor to come. All I can remember was Lamar's class. Breathe, baby. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4. I see the head, doc busting through the door. He between the legs, he see the head. It's my baby boy. 11:46, the head out. She screaming, making crazy noise. Pain is love, my stomach folding like a lazy boy. I'm feeling like Mariah Carey, all these butterflies. Voices singing to me sound like Tina Marie. I'm calling niggas on tour. Hotel Spears, I just cut the umbilical cord. 11:57, a soldier is born, and he's flesh of my flesh, young Harlem Coron.
I hope you grow up to become that everything you can be. That's all I wanted for you, young and like father, like son. But in the end, I hope you only turn out better than me. I hope you know I love you, young and like father, like son. My little man, you think it's coming, coming. You think it's coming, I tell you. And when they come, just keep it running,
running, just keep it running.
I want to thank Dr. Afwerk and Nurse Teresa for bringing my baby boy to life. You birthed the Caesar, and my baby mama Aliska for pushing out a 10-pound, 4-ounce mini me. I still can't believe it. Nose, ears, eyes, chin, just like your daddy. I'd die before you grow up and be just like your daddy or your grandfather. Call Uncle Zip, tell him I got a son and I ain't even in Harlem. I'm popping Chris with your godfathers, Baron Davis and D-Mac Darius Rogers. Drop the top on the 71 with my face in the clouds. Lord, spare my son and watch over Aaron Wright, Tiana and Lil Pun. Low riding, banging, ready to die, track number one. If I bust 5 times and they never see the sun, my life is a black hole like the barrel of a gun. One.
I hope you grow up to become that everything you can be. That's all I wanted for you, young and like father, like son. But in the end, I hope you only turn out better than me. I hope you know I love you, young and like father, like son. My little man, you think it's coming, coming, you think it's coming. I tell you, and when they come, just keep it running, running, just keep it running. I tell you, I hope you grow up to become that everything you can be. That's all I wanted for you, young and like father, like son. But in the end, I hope you only turn out better than me. I hope you know I love you, young and like father, like son. My little man, you think it's coming, coming, you think it's coming. I tell you, and when they come, just keep it running, running, just keep it running. I tell you.
Still rolling down my face. Simple fact of being Father's Day. My confidence was confiscated. More confrontation shortens patience. I'm aggravated, agitated. Hate to say this, ain't been a father lately. And I feel like I've been a screw up. But then again, everybody needs to tune up. Self-observation, conversations, choices made. I'm trying to find some confirmation. Damn, how the fuck did I get here though? My own pops wasn't around to see his kids grow. And I'd be damned if I follow where his foots go. My baby mom took my kids about a year ago. I can't lie, shit is harsh, you don't get it though. Every day the kids asking where did daddy go. Still praying for a better way. I visualize good times when I meditate. To be alone on my own on this Father's Day. Tears still rolling down my face. To God I pray, to each his own. I can't condone, I compensate. The weed relates and frees the mind of my mistakes. I smoke and drink, I contemplate, I start to think. I hate my baby mama, but that ain't true, that ain't you. Wear my shoes, I bet you couldn't fit them if you tried to. I'm sick of lies, I'm tired of what I'm going through. Those thoughts of your kids never knowing you. Am I putting too much time in this vocal booth? Am I spending too much time with my new boo? Or do you do it for your fam or the new coupe? Holidays have changed, they what I'm used to. I was trying to refrain from doing court moves. Never ever a fan of doing courtrooms. So many regrets, it's all in my head. It's really not true, cause all that I do was for my kids, them. Living on edge, I'm praying for help. It's Father's Day and I'm feeling like I hate myself. I hate this fame, and sometimes I hate this game. But it's gon' change, yeah, yeah, this shit gon' change, yeah. Happy Father's Day. Hate it had to be this way. Happy Father's Day. I hate it had to be this way. My heart beat this way. Like why my heart beat this way. I hate it had to be this way. As the tears rolling down my eyes, wonder if my girl think it's kinda weaker to cry. Baby mom sending threats, trying to seek and divide. Attitude hella rude, cause I'm happy inside. Met a queen, Lord knows he just sent me a sign. Who gon' grab my hand? Who gon' wipe my tears? She gon' pat me on the back like it's alright, my dear. Still wishing every day I had my grandma here. But hey, that's the way that life is though. We are living just to die the way the script goes. no answer. Screaming, fuck cancer. Staring at a pic of my son, he's so handsome. Firstborn, my baby girl is so special. FaceTime to see him smile and say I love him. First Father's Day alone, I had to suffer. Still counting blessings, cause they ain't gotta struggle, Lord. Happy Father's Day. Hate it had to be this way. Happy Father's Day. I hate it had to be this way. My heart beat this way. Like why my heart beat this way. I hate it had to be this way. See a nigga going through, make a change to what I'm going through. Sometimes people never understand till it all hits the fan. Should've listened to who warned you, but that's life and we never get to do it twice. I understand many of us never get it right, or hopefully you kinda close before you see the light. The realest shit I ever wrote in my whole life, yeah. And to my son and my beautiful daughter, I'm sorry I wasn't better for you and your brother. That bad blood in between you and your mother, we both did things back and forth to each other. I apologize, gon' dry your eyes. It's gon' come a time when it's all a line. Daddy singing you them lullabies. Me and baby boy throwing up the high five. And baby girl probably passing me the pom-poms. Not mine, but on God's time. Still wishing y'all was close, cause I know the way the time flies. On this day, I was really in my feelings. Roll another blunt, cause I been trying not to feel it. Tears falling down on the pad of what I written. Part of me just gotta forgive my daddy missing. Cause I am nothing like him. I'm someone like you, going through it like them shit. Growing up right in front of your eyes. Far from the perfect that we seeking to find. That's the beauty in the struggle when you growing inside. All my insecurities is on the platters besides. I'm alive. I'm alive. And besides, I'm alive. Happy Father's Day. Hate it had to be this way.
Happy Boys and girls, I'd like to be serious for a moment, if I may. Spotlight, please. I just want it.
I just want this way.
Come on, guys, I'm not doing a spotlight bit. Let's have a warm, crusty welcome for my estranged father, Rabbi Hyman Krestovsky. Lenny, a little reconciliation music, if you please. Oh, mein Papa, to me was so wonderful. Oh, mein Papa, come on, Dad, to me he was so good. You know the words. No one could be so gentle and so lovable.
I got something in my eye.
Yeah, take my hanky.
Bleh.
He always understood. We haven't seen each other in 25 years.
Oh, I love you, son.
I love you too, Daddy.
Yuck!
Just the two of us.
Baby, your daddy loves you. And I'm always be here for you. No matter what happens. Through all I got in this world, I will never give you up for nothing. Nobody in this world is ever gonna keep you from me. I love you.
Come on, hey, hey, we going to the beach. Grab a couple of toys and let dada strap you in the car seat. Oh, where's mama? She's taking a little nap in the trunk. Oh, that smell. Dada must have run over a skunk. Now I know what you're thinking. It's kinda late to go swimming, but you know your mama. She's one of those type of women that do crazy things. And if she don't get away, she'll throw a fit. Don't play with dada's toy knife, honey, let go of it. And don't look so upset, why you acting bashful? Don't you wanna help dada build a sandcastle? And mama said she wants to show you how far she can float. And don't worry about that little boo-boo on her throat. It's just a little scratch, it don't hurt. Her was eating dinner while you were sweeping and spilled ketchup on her shirt. Mama's messy, ain't she? We'll let it wash off in the water and me and you can play by ourselves, can't we?
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride,
just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride,
just the two of us. Just the two of us.
See, honey, there's a place called heaven and a place called hell. A place called prison and a place called jail. And that is probably on its way to all of them except one. Mama's got a new husband and a stepson, and you don't want a brother, do ya? Maybe when you're old enough to understand a little better, I'll explain it to ya. But for now, what you say, mama was real, real bad. Was being mean to dad and made him real, real mad. But I still feel sad that I put her on timeout. Sit back in the chair, honey, quit trying to climb out. I told you it's okay, hey, hey. When the baba, take a night-night, Nene boo, boo boo gaga, her make poo poo caca. That'll change her diety. Clean the baby up so her can take a 90-90. And that'll wake her up as soon as we get to the water. 97 Bonnie and Clyde, me and my daughter.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I. Wake up, sweepy head, we're here. Before we play, we're gonna take mommy for a little walk along the pier. Katie, don't cry, honey, don't get the wrong idea. Mama's too sleepy to hear you screaming in her ear. That's why you can't get it away. But don't worry, Dada made a nice bed for mommy at the bottom of the lake. Here, you wanna help Dada tie a rope around this rock? We'll tie it to her footsie, then we'll roll her off the dock. Ready now? Here we go, on the count of three. One, two, three. Whee! There goes mama splashing in the water. No more fighting with dad. No more restraining order. No more step dad dad. No more new brother. Blow her kisses bye bye. Tell mama you love her. We'll go play in the sand. Build a castle and jump. But first, it's help dad with two more things out the trunk.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Episode 228 coming at you. Father knows best.
That's right, folks. Listen to your daddy. You know, he knows what he's talking about, even when he doesn't. You know, just give him a few more beers. He'll wax philosophical about something.
That's true. And yeah, man, shout out to the fathers across the always USA raising a kid.
Always with the war stories and, you know.
Oh yeah.
Even if they're not veterans, it's like just war stories. Like back in my day, man, we used to drink 27 Coors Light on the back of a pickup truck and ride it uphill backwards while we're snorting cocaine and dropping LSD till our fucking eyeballs bled. And they're like, "Whoa, man!" He's like, "Yeah." Then I got drafted that night. What the fuck?
Crazy shit. And all the baby mamas out there tormenting the men who had a kid out of wedlock. Hear a little Destiny's Child in the background.
Maybe some Outkast, the baby's mamas. Baby's mamas, mamas.
Yeah, Jesus, dude. Anyway, so I saw you went on vacation. To the North Coast.
Did my fatherly duties and took the kid up to the Humboldt County region. It was his birthday, so took DJ EJ out to the Redwood Forests and the North Coast of California. Got away from all the smoke and the heat and just chilled out. It was pretty fucking epic.
Nice. Went on a houseboat for the last 6 days. The room is still moving. I feel like I'm on a boat, man.
Like swaying.
Yeah, it sucks. We did go on a guided fishing trip and killed it, which was pretty sweet.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Bunch of trout.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was cool. Very cool, but now I'm back to reality. My yard is so overgrown. And shit.
Speaking of being disconnected from reality, the Republican National Convention is wrapping up tonight. And Trump is giving his speech right now as we record this in front of an audience of, like, I don't know, 100 and something people that are all, like, shoulder to shoulder on the lawn of the White House. Like, there's so many things that are wrong with this that I can't even begin to start. Like,
I know, man.
What the fuck?
It's just funny how, like, everyone has to be political about the mask wearing and the social distancing. We will stand. We will start making out on the White House lawn to spread.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to jack off in front of everybody. Jizz all over your faces.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell. Anyway.
Still won't get the COVID, I promise.
So yeah, crazy times we're living in, and yeah, man, didn't have a mask on one of my ventures to the marina, and then I just said fuck it. It was like, you know, sucks, dude.
Yeah, well,
that's good. It was bound to happen, right?
Yeah, you know, but it's one of those things. Like, I mean, if you were the only person that wasn't wearing a mask, then. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Anyway, enough of the COVID talk. All father tracks for all the fathers. Should be pretty good.
Go to bed, kid. This is treason.
Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter, had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him the brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
For I'm my own grandpa.
My father's wife then had a son that kept him on the run. He became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. Because she is my wife, she's my grandmother too.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa.
If my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
For I'm my own grandpa.
So
I'm my own grandpa.
The old man was covered with tattoos and scars. He got some in prison and others in bars. The rest he got working on old junk cars in the daytime. They look like tombstones in our yard, and I never seen him when he wasn't tired and mean. He sold used parts to make ends meet, covered with grease from his head to his feet, cussing the sweat and the Texas heat and mosquitoes. And the neighbors said we live like hicks, but they brung their cars for Paul to fix anyhow. He was veteran proud, tried and true. He'd fought till his heart was black and blue. Didn't know how he'd made it through the hard times. He'd bought our house on a GI Bill, but it wasn't worth all he had to kill to get it. He drank Pearl in a can and Jack Daniels Black, chewed tobacco from a mail pouch sack, had an old dog that was trained to attack sometimes. He'd get drunk and mean as a rattlesnake, and there wasn't too much that he would take from a stranger. There were 13 kids and a bunch of dogs, house full of chickens and a yard full of hogs. I spent the summertime cutting up logs for the winter, trying like the devil to find the Lord, working like a nigger from my room and board. Coal burning stove, no natural gas. If that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. That ain't country, it'll hair lift the Pope. If that ain't country, it's a damn good joke. I've seen the Grand Ole Opry, and I met Johnny Cash. If that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. Mama sells eggs at a grocery store. My oldest sister is a first-rate whore. Dad says she can't come home anymore, and he means it. Ma just sits and keeps her silent. Sister, she left 'cause Dad got violent, and he knows it. Mama, she's old far beyond her time, from chopping tobacco, and I seen her crying when blood started flowing from her calloused hand, and it hurt me. She'd just keep working, trying to help the old man to the end of one row and back again, like always. She's been through hell since Junior went to jail. When the lights go out, she ain't never failed to get down on her knees and pray because she loves him. Told all the neighbors he was off in the war, fighting for freedom. He's good to the core, and she's proud. Now our place was a graveyard for automobiles. At the end of the porch there was four stacks of wheels and tires for sale for a dollar or two, cash. There was 50 holes in an old tin roof. Me and my family was living proof. The people who forgot about poor white trash, and if that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. If that ain't country, it'll hardly lift the pole. If that ain't country, it's a damn good joke. I've seen the Grand Ole Opry, and I bet Johnny Cash. If that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass.
episode 228. Father knows best. For all the dads out there, all the daddy issues, all father songs.
Yeah, listen to your dads. They know what they're talking about.
Hell
it's
yeah,
true.
They do. Closing out the show. So thanks for listening. If you did, we got some Metallica closing it out.
The fathers of metal.
Some 1986 shit.
Oh, yeah. Metal up your fucking ass.
Stay tuned for the smoke out. Because we are getting smoked the fuck out, dude. The air quality was so bad in Chico when we were trying to leave to go on a trip.
Bro.
277.
Ugh.
Unhealthy. Ugh. On the AQI, you know. Anyway, that'll be the next show.
Yeah.
Fucking sucks.
Air quality index, for those of you that don't know.
That's true. Anyway, fatherly tracks to all the fathers. Just hung out with my father for 6 days. And DJ.
My dad's in the path of the hurricane that's blowing through the south right now. So I'm hoping that he's going to be safe there in Texas. But to everybody that's out there trying to weather that storm, I hope you're all staying safe and listen to this podcast through these trying times to get you through it.
Yep, definitely some badass shit on this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, man. Sorry, Mom and Dad by the Vandals. I love that song.
That's great. I saw a personalized license plate on my vacation while I was gone. And it was Mom, I Tried. Like, and it was like TRD or whatever. It was like Mom, I Tried.
Funny.
And it was on like a Land Rover.
Nice. I saw a houseboat with 10 flags that were like all controversial. Like Republican, Trump.
Yeah.
Like, we hate you. I hope you sink.
I saw this guy wearing an American flag jacket the other day. And I was like, hey, man, you know what the best part about that jacket is? And he was like, what? And I was like, you know, you could wash it with anything. And it'll never get ruined. And he's like, what? Why? And I was like, because those colors don't run.
All right. Whatever that means.
That was a dad joke.
That was very dad. Anyway, here it comes. We're playing more music, closing out the show. Thanks for listening. This was Father Knows Best. Here we go. Rhyme.
And Pearl's Wisdom of Treason. We'll be right back.
magazine I'm not too familiar with, but again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that that they go into in this picture here. It almost looks like a tropical plant or something underwater.
Yeah.
Thing. Do you know what a clitoris is?
Oh, my God.
Well,
yes,
I mean, don't
I
say,
know
oh,
what a clitoris
oh, you do?
Is.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Yes, you do. I forgot you've been there and
well,
back. You know
I've
everything.
Learned about
you know,
it in
I'm
sex ed.
To
you know,
make
I
this
really
as
don't need you to sit here and talk
can,
to me
Jim.
About
this
clitoris.
Is not,
you know what?
I'm
sorry.
We'll be right back.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.